Lake Harmony?
No, it's called Harmony for Prairie.
Well, I could tell you, but I've never prepared you. Because now, this day and time, people could buy.
Uh-huh.
But my husband's mother used to make it. And it was so good. They would shell this corn, and she had a way of making it with lye. That takes its husk off.
Mm-hmm.
But now I couldn't go into detail to do it.
Now, did you ever grind some of it and prepare it that way?
No.
It's kind of harmony that some people have ground.
Was that more like grits or something like that?
Yeah.
Well, I've never.
Mm-hmm. You ever make kind of a product from corn that's real soft? And some people fry it. Some people cook it up like a pudding.
Corn pudding?
No, that's not what I think of.
Is it when the corn is young and tender?
I think so. I'm not sure. It's real soft. You don't see the grains anymore. It's just all.
Well, now we use it.
It's more like a pudding, and sometimes we make it up in bricks and slice it and fry slices of it.
Mm-hmm. We like fresh corn we cut off and, you know, fry. And people use it as a corn pudding. You beat an egg, put a little sugar in, bake it inside the stove, but still it's just.
I'm talking about is, it's so prepared. You don't see the grains of corn anymore. It's so prepared that the individual grains are lost. It's just turned into a kind of a.
Well, some of the corn that you buy or you can prepare is kind of like that. It's kind of called cream style. Instead of cutting down thin the grain, it's kind of cream style. But I don't know.
That's not what I'm talking about yet.
I just don't understand.
Well, maybe we'll get back to it later. We keep a little patch outside of the house where you can go out and get in the summer and get the peas and radishes and lettuce.
A garden? Yeah. Most people on a farm have a garden.
What are some of the things that you would get out of your garden?
A green bean. And peas, English peas, maybe black-eyed peas, and cabbage, potatoes, onions, squash, cucumber, beets, lima beans, peppers, and tomatoes is one of our favorites. And this corn. Now, we can just go to the field and get it, but usually people have several rows in the garden. Your garden's always close by your house, you see, so I don't have to go to the field for the corn.
What kind of corn would that be?
Well, most people that put it in the garden, they plant sweet corn.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's kind of onion that you'd probably pull out in early spring. You just kind of a stick.
Yeah, but you leave them in the ground, they'll grow.
Yeah. Well, what do you call that?
When they're just little like that?
Yeah,
little. Well, they're just onions to me.
Uh-huh.
We call them spring onions. You know, if they're early in the spring.
Uh-huh.
Spring, you know, green onions and spring onions. And then they grow. They'll stay there most all the summer. And they have to be a pretty good size.
How about nuts? What kind of nuts do you have?